Star 94.1. Our guest is LaRue Howard. LaRue, how are things going?
Oh, it's going wonderfully, wonderfully, wonderfully.
Great. On your debut project.
Yes.
How great is our God?
Yes, that is not a question.
Hey.
That is a declaration. I need to let it be set straight. That is not a question. It is a declaration that every time you are walking through something, you can declare, I serve a great God. How great is my God?
God is so good and God is so great.
Yes, he is.
You title your project, How Great is Our God. Any particular reason?
You know, that song, I heard it a long time ago. It was written by Chris Tomlin. And first time I heard it, I just remember it just being such an incredible song that when I sung it, it just caused my faith to stir. And when my label, EMI Gospel, asked me, you know, what other song would you want to do? It was the first thing that came in my spirit, you know, and I just thought, you know, this song would be a song that would just encourage so many different people and just remind them that whatever they're going through, it cannot top the greatness of our God. And the fact that our God is so great, it also is proven by the fact that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that in his greatness took on the form of a servant. You know, he was a king. He was a king of all kings, yet he took on the form of a servant and gave us the greatest example of how to serve one another. And he's just a great God, and every time we sing the song, every time I think about it, it just gives us another reason to celebrate his greatness.
How beneficial has it been for you to be an alumni of Morris Brown?
Woo! I love Morris Brown College. How beneficial has it been? It's been kind of not too beneficial. Not a whole lot of has come from as far as like being knowing people, but certainly the experiences that I have gained from being a student there. Actually, when I was at Morris Brown was when I became saved. Was in a concert choir, but then was also in a gospel choir that had members in the choir with me that were saved and knew who Jesus Christ was as their personal Savior. And I think probably that is my greatest benefit, was the fact of me learning about Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. That's my greatest benefit from matriculating at Morris Brown College.
Our guest is LaRue Howard.
Yeah.
While you were matriculating at Morris Brown, ever think you would become a pastor?
Oh, my goodness, no. You know, it's funny. After I got saved, I asked God. I said, okay, now I'm here, you know, and doing your thing in college and, you know, not really knowing the Lord. And you know, we just, like my mom used to say, just free till you fool, doing my thing. And, you know, and I was going through different relationships and found myself struggling with a spirit of suicide. That when I did get saved, I just asked the Lord, you know, okay, what is the big picture for my life? Why do you have me here? And it was during a time that I was in a prayer session, a prayer meeting, and I asked God to show me, and he was faithful. He was so faithful and showed me a vision of me singing in front of, there was a sea of people, just a sea of people. And it was that vision that I just held on to that he had given me, that I knew what I would be singing and ministering and singing his word and, you know, to ministering to just people from everywhere. That I knew that if I held on to that was going to come to pass. That I know I would end up being a music pastor. Didn't know how, didn't know where, but I knew it was going to be something in full-time ministry.
You mentioned becoming a music pastor. Uh-huh. How hard is it to separate the two, being a pastor and a vocalist, or can you separate the two?
Well, maybe you mean being an artist?
An artist, yes.
Yeah, you know, the difference is, for me, the relationship that you have with the people that are at your home church. And that's, to me, that is just so important that I maintain the relationship, you know, with the people that are in my choir, because I direct a 140-voice-plus choir, and I oversee our band. It's about 6 members. And just the relationship that you develop, watching people go through life issues, like, you know, going through their divorces, burying their parents, and, you know, going through dealing with issues with their children and struggling on their jobs, and, you know, just having people that you can look at their lives and say, you know what, God, I thank you that you've allowed me to see what you've done in their lives. And, you know, it's so funny, even while I'm out on the road, pretty much all my choir feels like has my phone number, and, you know, they're always, you know, either just text me to, you know, just say, how you doing, or, you know, pray for me today, this is what's going on in my life. And that's what it's all about. You've got to be able to serve in some capacity. And I think that's where the difference comes, you know, just being able to serve in some capacity. That's what keeps us grounded as pastors.
The song, God Alone.
Yes.
And we can say so much about that. Mm. Tell us about God Alone.
That song was birthed out of a moment of my own personal worship time. And I was actually preparing for a women's conference I was getting ready to go minister at. And just having my own time with the Lord, and I just started just singing songs to him, and that's what came out of my mouth. And I said, you know, I got to remember this song. I got to write it down. And every time I would sing it, it would just take me right into the presence of God. And so that's where, you know, I wish I could say somebody, you know, I was sitting down somewhere and I wrote it and wanted it to just come out, but that's not how it was. It was birthed out of a personal worship time with the Lord.